To Breakthrough Radio. My name is Michelle Price, and I'm coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today. Now it's time for us to hear from Don and learn what are the five resources for a breakthrough sales year. How are you doing today, Don?
I am terrific, Michelle. How are you?
Pretty good. Happy New Year's to you, and thank you for being a part of Breakthrough Radio. We truly value your expertise that you share with us freely here every first Monday.
My pleasure, Michelle.
All right, so I have got my pad and paper out today. I am ready to write notes on these five resources you're going to share with us, but hit it.
Well, if you want to blast through your sales goals this year, you need help. We all need help. Nobody can do it alone. So the question is, where can you go to get the help that you need to boost your sales? So I want to share five specific resources that can get you information, advice, and feedback. The first is the Small Business Administration. This is an agency of the federal government that works to help small businesses throughout the country. There are a number of different programs that the SBA offers. One of the most valuable for you is called SCORE. That stands for the Service Corps of Retired Executives. Essentially, these are retired business people who have an immense amount of business knowledge that are donating their time and expertise to anybody who wants it. This is a free service through the SBA, which you can find through your local SBA office. We're going to put a link to the SBA on the framing post at whoismichelleprice.com. You can use that link to go to the SBA, find your local SBA office, and find your local SCORE program, as well as a host of other services and resources that your local SBA office offers. So check that out. The second resource is your local Chamber of Commerce. If you don't have experience with the Chamber of Commerce, basically what these organizations are groups of businesses within a specific geographic area. It might be a town, a city, a region, or a state. So in Colorado here, we've got the Boulder Chamber of Commerce, the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce. Throughout Denver, there are lots of small chambers of commerce for each individual locality within the Denver Metro area. Those are the Colorado State Chamber of Commerce. So wherever you are, there are several chambers of commerce, small ones, medium-sized ones, and huge ones. Chambers of commerce are really valuable because they offer lots of types of resources for business owners and professionals. One of the most important, of course, is networking. Chambers of commerce give you an opportunity to network with lots of different people in all kinds of industries, some of whom can become customers, others of whom can become colleagues, friends, advisors, partners. Even competitors can be valuable because they can be people that you are for business to and who are for business to you if the business isn't quite right or if one or the other of you is too busy. Chambers of Commerce also regularly put on different types of seminars, so they're great educational forums as well. Additionally, Chambers of Commerce will lobby for you at the local, city, and state levels to help business owners like you get your voice heard in your local legislature. So they're really powerful, really versatile resources. Do a search for Chamber of Commerce along with your local area, and you'll find where your local chambers are. Check them out. Try them on for size. They're different sizes. They have different focuses. They're different feels to each chamber. So go and check out some of their events and figure out which one you like most and join one or more. The third resource is your trade association. If more than two people do something, there's a trade association for it. As a speaker, I'm a member of the National Speakers Association, as well as my local chapter here in Colorado. Why? Because I learn stuff. At our association meetings, I learn how to be a better speaker, both on the platform and off it. I learn more about my craft. I learn more about how to sell and market my craft. The same is true for your association. Whatever you do, there are issues associated with it, and you want to get better at all of them. So your trade association can help you to learn how to be better at what you do, as well as be better at selling and marketing what you do. Additionally, you can meet people who can become mentors for you or partners for you. Again, you can meet competitors to whom you can refer business and can refer business to you. When people call me and ask me to speak on a topic I don't really speak about, I will refer them to people that I know who are great speakers on those subjects. And those people often refer me business as well. The same can happen for you. So your trade association can be a really great source of referrals. Now, that's not the goal, but it's a happy byproduct. If you go to your association meetings looking to learn and looking to contribute, then great things happen from there. The fourth resource is a mastermind group. A mastermind group is a small association of people that you put together, or someone else puts together that you join. It can be 3, 4, 5, a dozen people, and they can be in the same industry or different industries. But everybody works together to act as a sort of advisor for each other. So your mastermind group becomes sort of your informal board of directors. You can pose them questions and get answers, tell them your ideas and get feedback. You help each other solve problems, and you hold each other accountable. But we make sure we get done what we intend to do. So you might ask around to see who's in a mastermind group that you might be able to join, or to get in your own mastermind group. Think of who are 3 or 4 or 5 people that you would really value their ideas and insights, and ask them to become a mastermind group with you. And the fifth resource is a coach. If you want to sell more, you need to get better at one or more areas. The fastest way to get better is with a coach. Whether it's with a sales coach, if you need, say, prospecting help or closing help, or it's an organizational coach because you just aren't organized enough, you're not getting enough done because your stuff's not where it should be, or maybe you need a social media coach. Think of what it is you need to be better at this year in order to sell more. And then who can help you get better at those things? Is it someone like Michelle? Is it someone like Stephanie Callahan? Someone like Andrea Waltz? Someone like me? Who can help you learn what you need to get better at in order to boost your sales this year and hire them? That investment will pay massive dividends quickly. So there are 5 resources for a breakthrough sales year: the Small Business Administration, your local Chamber of Commerce, your trade association, a mastermind group, and a coach. Pick 1, 2, even all 5 of these and use these resources to get better at what you need to improve on so that you can make this your breakthrough sales year.
Don, I want to thank you for that. You know, one of the things that I've noticed over the 3 years you've been with us is you seem to be so great at being able to zero in what we need to focus on during a specific time of year. And then you bring up the challenges that would surface when we start maneuvering in that space with all of your tips. And so we really, 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 did I say really? Appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Michelle.